and service you have initiated with enthusiasm while overspending our tax dollars. And now you want Americans to believe you can be trusted with a government-run health care system called Obamacare? We are broke. In the last several decades, we have provided foreign aid to many countries, some not even our friends. America, a country where we have homeless without shelter, children going to bed hungry, elderly going without needed medications, and mentally ill without treatment, etc. If all of the foregoing information is indeed true, we Americans must vote in more competent leaders with more compassion for our own needy. For KSCO, this is Kay Swirling.
Thank you, Kay, and thank you for keeping it tuned in to AM 1080 KSCO Santa Cruz. It's Wednesday, March 7th, 2012. I'm Dave Michaels with traffic and weather for you. We'll start off with traffic at the Fish Hook. Traffic there moving nicely in both directions. Just outside of Watsonville, Highway 129, just west of Rogie Lane, a traffic hazard reported at 1255. Looks like we have some low-hanging wires out there. Canada Valley Drive at Canada Drive, a traffic hazard reported about 15 minutes ago. County Roads is on their way out there to go deal with that. CHP for providing a traffic break in order for County Roads to do some road work. That is northbound 280 near 85. Your KSCO weather forecast for this afternoon is for sunny conditions with highs in the mid-60s. Tomorrow should be pretty much the same. We're actually expecting the same weather pattern to stick around throughout Saturday. Your boaters forecast for tonight, north winds 10 knots, becoming east after midnight. Wind waves less than 2 feet and west swells 3 to 5 feet at 10 seconds. Outside KSCO studios, it's currently 62 degrees. The time is now 1:08. Up next on KSCO and KSCO.com, hour number 2 of KSCO Presents, Dr. Bill Wattenberg.
And now, KSCO Presents, Dr. Bill Wattenberg. If you'd like to talk to Dr. Wattenberg today, give us a telephone call at area code 831-479-1080. That's 831-479-1080. And now, Dr. Bill Wattenberg.
Boy, that's strange, but you know, good, doggone it. Now, if I can start talking again without the peanut butter sticking to my teeth, who will go to work? Speaking of work, here's your number, 831-479-1080 into the KSCO switchboard. Wide open here for you now, new hours, so come on, load it up. It's getting to be a problem trying to get everyone in, so you better get in here quickly. And, I left off with... I guess the main theme to the students at University of California and the Santa Cruz campus and all the rest of the state, you have to wake up and learn who's screwing you over. Why is your tuition skyrocketing? Why you don't have a free education the way I did when I came out of the mountains? I was 15 to UC Berkeley and it was free. All you had to do was work hard enough to stay there. How come it's costing you, I don't know, what is it, 30 grand a year or something now? It'll be another five next year if you don't do something about it. But I will tell you once again, a guaranteed way to bring $500 million back into the University of California and the state college or state university system, enough to drop your tuition by five grand a year. And it's very simple. Go up and surround the thieves, one example of them in Sacramento. The prime one is called the California Air Resources Board Building. Damnedest collection of nincompoop frauds in history. Proven in front of everyone's face. And they're back at it again. And it's packed full of the shills, the friends and the political shills of your legislators. That's where they hide them over there on the payroll. And then they cook up an excuse that there's a great threat, like your marine mammal operation here in the Monterey Bay Area, the NOAA Nazis. You go up and make your legislators stop that, and they will if you show up. Don't just sit there. Go up and rub their noses right in what they have done. Rub their noses, open the door and rub their noses in the outhouse they created that's holding all your money, okay? You'll get a surprise, but if you don't do that, if you just go up and demonstrate and sit around, the opposition laughs at you. Now think about this, too. You're at least smart enough to imagine or have read the papers. The really clever big thieves in government and elsewhere don't carry a sign that says, I'm a thief, come and get me. They're really clever. They portray themselves as green and good and righteous, and that's how they get away with it. Remember Madoff, $50 billion, booked people for years? Well, the same thing is true of bureaucrats once they get in the government. They first adopt a mantle of righteousness, a motherhood name. Marine Mammal Sanctuary District or NOAA, Fisheries Protection Service, California Air Resources Board, air purification experts, and then you go take a look at what they do. That's their protection against being attacked by you ordinary thinking citizens, because they know there are not many thinking citizens out there. Well, you students had better get yourself in that category, or you are going to continue to get screwed and they'll laugh at you. The best they'll do, the best you'll do is go up and get a few souls arrested and seem very righteous, and your tuition will keep on going up. Okay. Scott and Aptos, you're on KSCO Santa Cruz.
Yeah, hi, Dr. Bill. Yeah, thanks for putting out the word on these bureaucrats. Hey, I just had a quick question for you, and hopefully you have an answer for it. What do you think the odds are? Well, actually, it's two questions. What do you think the odds are of someone from NOAA actually calling in and defending their positions that they do with you?
Not very big. Same thing with the Sierra Club. I've been exposing them for 20 years for what frauds they were, and they burned down 20 million acres of our forests and call themselves righteous. Well, you've got the same thing in these NOAA cats. Now, I'll tell you why, because there's so much dirt out on the table now. On the North Coast, or the Northeast Coast, there's a big investigation underway of how they colluded with their own judges to incriminate and intimidate people. In fact, some of the citizens have collected $400,000 payments back from the government. It's ongoing, and it's coming out everywhere. It's one of the reasons why even the liberal government in Washington is thinking about closing down the entire Department of Commerce, which contains the NOAA operation, you see.
Wow. So hey, here's another question. How come nobody calls in to defend them either?
They're welcome at any time. All they have to do, look, the one thing they know is they're welcome to come in here, but I have a few questions they'll be asked and have to answer. So you use your own judgment. Why they don't show up?
Yeah, it's just amazing that, because there are people that go to those sanctuary meetings that, stand up there and ask for more. In fact, I was actually at a sanctuary meeting in Cambria a few months back, and there was like two ladies there asking, they were virtually begging the sanctuary to expand all the way down into Cambria and, into Southern California.
Well, sure, but these green-suited blubberbutts, as I call them, with dragging in big federal payroll. By the way, they get benefits and pensions you working suckers could never dream of. You don't think they're so dumb that they don't invite their wives and mommies and friends and so forth and cousins to come in and testify as if they're ordinary citizens. That's how these meetings get packed. Look,
exactly.
You must get in and understand the system. This is what amazes me about the students at the University of California. Didn't go up and take a look at the system. These agencies, the first thing they do is they hire an army of professional liars. They're called public information officers. Go look them up. They all have dozens of them.
Yep.
Those guys, it's their job to put up the smoke screen and the protection mechanism and to lie to the public enough to keep them away. They also organize these meetings. They orchestrate the meetings. So that by the time you get there, it's already loaded with their buddies. See? And then they take them, they take the minutes and they take a vote and they say, oh, gee, 80% of the people in this meeting were all in favor of what we wanted to do ahead of time.
Yeah,
including
exactly.
including our cousins, girlfriends, wives, daughters, and what have you, you see.
Exactly. You're a smart man, Bill. Thank you. Thank you for all the info you're putting out there.
Well, you keep calling, but go after them a bit now, will you? You got to put up some of those signs on your own that tells your congressman.
Actually, I'm working on a huge banner that's going to go up on a surf shop right across the street from the sanctuary building that they're building right down there by the boardwalk. So.
All right.
We'll have a big sign up for him.
Yeah. Well, you have a right to say what you believe, and I'll be sure people know about it. You just call in here, okay?
Great. Thanks, Archer.
All right. Take care. Dale in Watsonville, you're on KSCO Santa Cruz. Hello, Dale. Oh, gee, I got up. Yeah, you are punched up here, Dale. Are you with us? Did you go to sleep? Well, it looked like he went to sleep here. We'll put him back on hold. Don Salinas, you're next up.
Hi, yes. I've got a Nullis story for you that would bring a tear to Al Capone's eye.
Okay, let's hear it.
Recently, a fishing boat foundered and sunk out in the Monterey Bay. And within 24 hours, the fisherman got a notice and his insurance company that this boat was modifying the seafloor and that's illegal, and they had so much time to get it out of there or they would be fined up to $100,000 a day.
Oh, boy. Jeez.
Now, the insurance company had to issue the local salvage companies and hire a NOAA-connected salvage company out of Washington State to come down. They came down and fartered around, never did raise the ship, and finally, NOAA sent a letter to them saying, well, what you can do is cross our palms and we'll deem this a fish habitat.
Yeah. I knew it was going to go to that. Yeah.
Yeah.
So how much blackmail payoff money did they have to give the NOAA cats?
They didn't have that, how much it's going to be on the local news, but I bet it's a big pile of money. And, you know, it seems to me like this salvage company never intended to raise the boat. And everyone's just running up the bill. And
you want to know? You want to know why? Because I've been in the middle of this three or four times. Other branches of the government actually go out, and I mean good marine biologists, by the way, in many places that are not on the, and they actually go out and encourage the sinking of big ships off of coastlines and in areas because fish swarm around these hulks and use them as a home. And they spawn, and there's just an explosion of marine life around them. So here you have these blubber butts carrying out their same game of blackmailing people at any means, extracting money from them, and then using it for themselves. And that's just what's going on in the Northeast investigation now, where the U.S. Commerce Department's own inspector general has discovered their so-called administrative judges in NOAA were in apparent conflict of interest with the prosecutors, all of whom used the money they extorted from people to go to someplace in Indonesia for a conference and drink it up together.
What I think is the sad part of this is that poor fisherman, the insurance company's already paid out its limit and not a penny of it's gone to him. He's broke. He can't get another boat. If he does, no insurance company will cover him. He's pretty much sunk, that poor guy.
They don't care. These blubber butts in the federal and state agencies are worse than cancers. They don't care if they kill the citizens that pay their salary.
Now, one last thing. Do you know that while they're hiring more people to do this stuff, are closing fishery laboratories? They're closing one in Pacific Grove. There's a Sandy Hook laboratory out in New Jersey. They're closing it, and they're
trying to. You want to know why? You want to know why? Because when you go down the top echelon of the NOAA organization today, they're no longer the scientists that used to be in Boulder, Colorado, really studying the atmosphere and what have you. The majority of them are political appointee shills with no scientific credentials, no law enforcement history, who are just fattening their butts on the payroll. This is why I call them the blubber-butted ones carrying badges. They take over the system, and the scientists and the working level and knowledgeable people are down at the bottom of the rung.
Well, doesn't it seem also to you that the end game of this is to have a dead ocean where the only boats out there are the blubberbucks?
Well, it leans that way because they've got major foundations that think mankind is destroying the fisheries and hurting the oceans, and therefore you must be prevented from going out there. They're collectively blanking off all the fishing areas. But take a look at Monterey Bay. The fishing industry's gone. Historically, the image everyone has is this was a fishing industry community, wasn't it, Monterey?
Yeah, that's what it was.
Is there any going on there now?
There's nothing going on. What they'll allow them to do, a little bit of squid, some sardines and stuff, but it's like you have to have a bureaucrat on your boat with you when you're doing anything out there.
This is constantly what I'm hearing from the email and people telling me this is want to stay after it. In fact, one of the most disturbing things I've heard, yet to be proven, was a suggestion. You know the case against this lady Nancy Black where she supposedly fed a whale, and now they're bankrupting her and taking her to federal court.
Uh-huh.
One of the rumors coming in is that there is some people inside of NOAA who were jealous of her business, who had relatives who wanted to take over her business.
Boy, I wish Melvin Belli was still alive,
you're going to see a lot more of. It's going to come the other way around. You should see the history of a famous case called the Womack case that I carried on talk radio for 3 years. They tried to do the same thing. California agencies up in Amador County persecuting a guy because he dug up a fuel tank to make it safe, and he wouldn't pay them a $500,000 blackmail fine because he didn't get a permit in the right place. Well, he continued that. I'll get that whole history for you to read sometime. It's more horrible than most novels you can read. But the end result is he finally had his day in federal court, sued them all. They tried to stop him for 3 years. They ended up having to pay him $1.5 million out of their own pockets. Amador County, the district attorney, a two-bit self-styled environmental lawyer named Irie running around, the whole gang. They had to pay him. They had to pay him, but he stood up to them.
Well, you know, like I said before, these guys would make Al Capone look like a piker.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah. Well, it's a good phrase, but it's true. But you go talk to them. Go put yourself in their position. People say, how could they do this? Well, if you're on the government payroll, and you have a nice home, and you have some kids, and you got a handsome pension being built up, by the way, three times of what you working people ever dream of, and you're paying them, you're not going to give that up. You're going to think of every excuse you can to stay on that payroll, in that job, in spite of the absurdity of it. And that is what people don't realize. That's what these students don't realize. They go to classes with professors who tell them how green these goody-goody agencies are. And the professors are so incredibly stupid, they don't know what shills they are for crooks. Eh? I mean, yeah. I laugh at some of it. I've seen the curricula and some of the stuff that's taught to them.
Yeah.
And these professors, in many cases, don't even know what's going on in many of these federal agencies and so-called non-governmental operations like the Sierra Club. These professors don't know how many thousands of lawsuits the Sierra Club and the Environmental Defense Fund file and collect blood money and blackmail money, stick it in their own pockets, and shove the case under the table with confidentiality rules because nobody can say who paid off who. See?
Well, I hope this all gets settled out somehow.
Well, it's going to be a good test case here now to see how smart these students, at particularly Santa Cruz, really are, whether they're smart enough to know how to go after the ones who are really screwing them. Okay. All right. Hey, thanks for the call here,
yeah,
Don,
thanks.
And hope to hear from you again. Lines wide open for you, folks. Last half hour coming up here now. Here's your chance. 831-479-1080. 831-479-1080. I'll be right back.
Hi, Rick.
Hey, Phil. I need a new putter.
Well, sure. They're on sale.
Yeah, I know. I read your email newsletter.
So how you hitting them?
Shot a 79 yesterday.
Oh, fabulous. You must be reading my newsletter tips.
79 over par.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you want to look at some drivers, too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Email marketing from Constant Contact helps you create professional newsletters that really drive business. It's easy, and plans are as low as $15 a month with a free 60-day trial. ConstantContact.com.
Four! Hi, folks. Warren Knox here of Knox Roofing. Are you aware of the 10 most wanted? Miss Sally Sunshine. She'll bake your underlayments to a crisp. Mr. Douglas Fir, known to crash into your roof without any consultation or hesitation. Mr. Forest Fire. If you don't have a fire-resistant roof, he'll toast you when he comes through your town. Mr. Joe Blow Roofer. Consider him armed and dangerous. He'll take your money and leave you with a disaster waiting to happen. Mr. Raging Rain will get into your nooks and crannies and soak you. Miss Windy Storm, she'll give your roof a royal lift when you least expect it. Mrs. Frida Frigid, her cold temperatures will crack your old shingles. Mr. Hal Handyman, he'll break more tiles and scuff up more shingles than cleaning your gutters are worth. Mr. Raunchy Rodent, he'll chew a hole into your home and he'll make it his own. And last is Mr. Old Man Time. This man will visit every roof sooner or later, and when he does, your time will be up. Okay, call Knox Roofing to keep the 10 most wanted out of your home. 461-0634. Thanks, folks.
If you think of Popeye when someone mentions olive oil, it's time to visit the True Olive Connection in downtown Santa Cruz. Hello, I'm Susan Pappas of the True Olive Connection with an invitation for you to come on down for a taste tour of the world of extra virgin olive oil and balsamic vinegars. Visit the family-owned True Olive Connection at 106 Lincoln Street in downtown Santa Cruz. Co-owner Mona Silva and I will introduce you to flavors you'll never knew existed, and teach you how to mix, match, and blend the olive oils and balsamic vinegars that will have your family and friends believing that you are a culinary genius. In fact, you will be a culinary genius when you discover how much extra virgin olive oils and balsamic vinegars can add to your dining. Don't think of Popeye when someone mentions olive oil. Think of the taste you will enjoy when you visit the family-owned True Olive Connection at 106 Lincoln Street in downtown Santa Cruz. For more information, go to trueoliveconnection.com. And by the way, you'll find the best gift ideas this side of Tuscany at the True Olive Connection. Opa!
Now, more than ever, it's important to know how to move your money. Hello, I'm Pamela Fugit-Hetrick, president of the Monterey Bay chapter of the National Association of Insurance and Financial Advisors, and the host of Money Moves every Thursday, 7 p.m. on KSCO. Every week, Money Moves will show you how to move more money your way, so you can see a future of financial independence and security. It's your money on Money Moves, Thursday at 7 p.m. right here on KSCO.
Okay, Bill Wattenberg here on KSCO Santa Cruz, the AM powerhouse station at 1080. Lines wide open for you here now. Come along, here's your last chance today or this week to get at me on talk radio. I'm a great audience out there. 831-479-1080. I'd love to hear from some of these students at UC Santa Cruz who really would like to get more money for the university, to be paying less tuition, to get more support for education. I'd like to hear from some of them. Tell me what they understand has to be done. I'll tell them step by step where the money is, who stole it, and how they can get it back. And they have enormous power if they just put it together. The demonstrations this week in Sacramento, they went halfway. They went to the right place for a change, not beating up their own university. But they didn't have the rest of the story. They didn't know which door, behind which door lies the crook. They don't know where the pot of money is that's being stolen from them. If you want to come in here, I'll tell you step by step. I'll give you the names of the people, the agency, the address, the list of your state legislators who are protecting this fraud and lying to you. It's all recorded. I've been after this thing for 15 years, this same outfit, and proven them to be the world's biggest frauds. In fact, I'll show you a CBS 60 Minutes segment, 40 minutes long, at the end of the MTBE scandal. They finally saw the seriousness of it, and CBS 60 Minutes covered it. of the fraud of this MTBE thrown in the gasoline and the environment, and they call it the biggest environmental insult in history, carried out by the green-faced agency that claimed to be your environmental protectors. Come along. Say, on another subject, if you heard that ad a minute ago here on the station, the True Olive Connection, it's clever and it's really effective. And I want to suggest something to you. Radio stations stay alive with advertising income. I've never been into much of this, but it's occurred to me many times. I don't think most of you appreciate the reach of this station in your own region. Far bigger audience than most anything else you can advertise in. And you know, I've watched it for years, major stations all over the country. Salesmen usually go out and they find customers and they work up the ads, and then they bring that ad copy to the station and it gets run on the air, and the salesmen get a commission for it. That's the selling side. Well, you realize, you know, any of you want to advertise on this station, you could go get your granddaughter or your wife or a friend or somebody who's good at that kind of thing, put together the ad copy you want, and she takes the commission. Station, I'm sure Michael's Whirling doesn't care who brings the ad in. If it's arable, it's decent, it's supporting local businesses, that's what he's here for. On the other hand, I'm not so sure he's ever been that as worried about the commercial side as he should have, because I've heard very little from him about worrying about advertising as much as fairness on the airways. He just constantly preoccupied with that part. And you know, he does a hell of a job, because you listen to the different shows here and you get every extreme, every opinion. And that's what it's supposed to be about. And you know, I really laugh at these threats of boycotting because of what Limbaugh said. I truly believe there are about 10 out there who want to make themselves sound like they're 10,000 in threatening to boycott the station, to go to the advertisers, what have you. Any advertiser that buckles under, in my opinion, is the same category as a radio station that buckles under because there's freedom of expression. Even if you don't like it, you can criticize it, you can punish it, but if you don't like it, you don't shut the station down, okay? Well, they're not going to bother this station, I can guarantee you that. But you ought to be advertising on it. Think about it, though. Go get your most clever member of your family. Work up a little ad. Work up the copy. That's called the production side. Work that up. You go get they can get the commission. I'll bet you, you'd be impressed what you get on this station with a little advertising. John in Santa Cruz, you're on KSCO Santa Cruz.
Yeah, hi, Dr. Bill. I'm so glad you're on this station. First of all, I'd like to say I love your show, and I listen to you on KGO, and I'm really glad you're here in Santa Cruz.
Well, it's been a pleasure. I want to tell you again, it's been a pleasure, because this area, always on the other station when I was broadcasting the West Coast, this one, two places, I'll tell you, this place and Central Oregon, believe it or not, were the two places that had the greatest number of really bright, shining callers, I'll tell you. And some of them were really tackling me hard, but they did a good job of it, you know.
Yeah, well, I'm not one of those, but let me ask you a question, though. How come we can't get, first of all, let me say a couple of things before you answer the first one. I want to know why we can't get rid of that California Air Resources Board. And secondly, There's some additive you're talking about that was put into the gas here in California that makes it a little more expensive for us.
Yeah, well, it was poisonous. Yeah.
Okay, I think you were saying that it wasn't good and it didn't do anything.
It didn't do anything. It would turn out to be worse than that. It turned out to be a horrible environmental toxin. And I warned people when they started that was it. Oh, no, this is going to help the gasoline burn more cleanly. We don't care the other consequences, see?
Now, have they taken that out now?
Yeah, they took it out after 12 years and $40 billion. I'm trying to tell you, more money was wasted than the sum total of money put into the university and the state college systems of the state of California. Can you imagine that?
It's just a terrible shame.
Well, it's continuing. It's continuing in a different way.
But then here's the question I have. I'm retired now, but I used to commute to San Jose all the time from Santa Cruz to go to work.
Yes.
And in the 70s and 80s, during about 5 months of the year, there'd be a wall of smog, and you couldn't see Santa Clara Valley from Los Gatos on as you came
yes.
out of the hill.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Now, how did that get cleared up?
That got cleared up not by your goody-goody environmental agencies. That got cleared up by manufacturers and the public accepting to do one and pay for one thing. Good emission controls on your cars, primarily the catalytic converter, was 85% of that.
Oh, okay.
Nothing to do with these bureaucratic idiots concocting little schemes that they think will make a tenth of 1% difference, see?
Okay, good.
I want to be specific. I want you to understand how good things are done. When the first EPA came in and the group that was charged with cleaning up this country, the filth in our rivers, the pollution in the air, it was a collection of no more than 50 good engineers and managers and administrators working with industry. They went to American industry, then they said, we must do this job. You must show us how to do it. And it'll be the same cost to everybody, so there'll be no preference anyway. Well, industry responded to that. And immediately we had a massive cleanup of our rivers. We had catalytic converters and emission controls put on our cars. But you listen to these green-suited, green-mouthed idiots in Sacramento, and they say, oh, gee, we're the ones that made the requirements that made them clean up everything. They didn't do anything until after 95% of the job was done.
Now that's the giant bureaucracy we have.
It's the same bureaucracy scamming you, saying they're cleaning up the air. You know something? You don't hear the truth? Air quality increases every year. Good, honest scientists are not getting paid by these agencies will tell you the quality of air is increasing every year. It's vastly better than what it was before man arrived. Before man arrived, there was a good many months of the year, summer and fall, haze everywhere from the wood smoke of burning forests. No, that was Mother Nature's way of cleaning the forests. Now they stopped all of that, see? And yet they tell you you're in deadly danger, you're in dire danger if you don't give this California Air Resources gaggle of nincompoops $1 billion to go out and defraud you. See?
I love it. Okay.
All right.
Thank you, Dr. Bill. You're great.
Thanks for calling. Mike in Soquel, you're on KSCO Santa Cruz.
Good afternoon, Dr. Bill.
Good afternoon.
Just in the Santa Cruz Sentinel the other day, they had an article on the front page that mentioned that going to an Ivy League school back east, Stanford, Harvard, all those big ones back there, costs less than it does to go in the UC system since their tuition increases from the last couple years.
That is the crime. I can't understand how these so-called smart students sit on their butts and whine when they have the power to change the whole damn government in the state of California. You do. Collectively. You have the communication. You have the... Look, they were smarter in Egypt to have a revolution than you are right here in the motherhood of high technology. They sit on their butts and whine and go demonstrate against their own university because it's easy to get television cameras, I guess. And they don't get off their butts and do what's necessary to go after the people who stole the money.
It's amazing. I really enjoyed your interview with Sam Farr a few weeks ago, and especially his responses to Agenda 21.
Yes, didn't know about it, right?
Didn't know about it. And here's a really funny fact. A few weeks ago, on one of the shows, they had an interview from Bruce McPherson, who's running for a supervisor position in the San Lorenzo Valley, and some questions about that came up on his interview, and one of the callers called up, and he sort of avoided the question, but then another caller called up and pinned him down, and he asked him, Bruce, do you know what Agenda 21 is? And he responded with, oh, you mean that agenda that encompasses every aspect of your life?
Mm-hmm.
And he knew exactly what it was. And
sure.
He's not even in the United States legislature. He was in the state legislature for a few years, but he knew exactly what it was.
Yeah, and what's he running for here in this area?
He's going to run for the supervisor of San Lorenzo Valley.
Yes, in which county? Santa Cruz County?
Yes, that's Santa Cruz County.
Mm-hmm. And he claimed he didn't know about Agenda 21?
Oh, no, Bruce McPherson knew all about it.
Okay.
Every aspect of your life.
All right, well, it's true. Look, what shocked me is I had Congressman Farr on this program. I accepted what he said. Someone asked him about Agenda 20. Oh, I never heard of it, or I don't know what you're talking about. I was even shown a video where he said the same thing to people in the county. And then the very next day comes a letter into the station. On the letterhead of Congressman Farr, congratulating some groups and the supervisors for adopting Agenda 21. And all singing all the praises of this master plan from the United Nations on how to take over your communities and stack and pack them. That is, put these sniveling citizens in concrete cubicles and keep them out of the countryside and make them ride the buses we give them and on down the line. The guy lied to me. Just that simple. He lied to me. And you know, you probably go out and reelect him, put him back in office again. And when you do, you get what you deserve, okay?
That's amazing that how this occurs.
All right, hey, well, thanks for calling, and I want to keep you going here. You come back anytime, Mike, huh?
Thank you, Dr. Bill.
Bye-bye. Your number into the KSCO studio, final segment coming up, 831-479-1080. Come along, load up the switchboard. I'm sure you've got some final comments for the 100,000 or more listening to you over this powerhouse station now. And then I won't be back until Monday, so here's your last chance to get at me. See you in a moment.
I go to the Aptos Academy, and I learn a lot because Aptos Academy gives you choices and creates fun out of everything. If you want to be a doctor, there's health and science that can teach you how. Whatever your dreams are, Aptos Academy can help make those dreams come true.
Would you like your child to be an enthusiastic learner? The Aptos Academy, where the arts enhance the academics, is an independent preschool through eighth grade school located on a beautiful 5-acre campus just off Highway 1 and San Andreas Road. Dedicated teachers ensure all students' questions or errors are addressed before moving on, and each student can progress forward with confidence on a personalized program. The Aptos Academy, an exceptional school where your child's talents can blossom, is now enrolling. Call 688-1080 for more information. That's 688-1080.
Aptos Academy, where futures are created.
Don't miss our open house Thursday, March 15th from 6 to 8 p.m. at Aptos Academy.
If you think of Popeye when someone mentions olive oil, it's time to visit the True Olive Connection in downtown Santa Cruz. Hello, I'm Susan Pappas of the True Olive Connection with an invitation for you to come on down for a taste tour of the world of extra virgin olive oil and balsamic vinegars. Visit the family-owned True Olive Connection at 106 Lincoln Street in downtown Santa Cruz. Co-owner Mona Silva and I will introduce you to flavors you'll never knew existed and teach you how to mix, match, and blend the olive oils and balsamic vinegars that will have your family and friends believing that you are a culinary genius. In fact, you will be a culinary genius when you discover how much extra virgin olive oils and balsamic vinegars can add to your dining. Don't think of Popeye when someone mentions olive oil. Think of the taste you will enjoy when you visit the family-owned True Olive Connection at 106 Lincoln Street in downtown Santa Cruz. For more information, go to trueoliveconnection.com. And by the way, you'll find the best gift ideas this side of Tuscany at the True Olive Connection. Opa!
My name is Mickey Phelps, Executive Chef at Crown Cafe and Deli Catering, powered by Scotts Valley Market. The reason we opened a deli in Capitola is because we wanted to be more mid-county so we can reach more audiences and target our catering business and really focus on our catering business. So it made it a lot easier for us to be in mid-county. Some of the popular sandwiches that we have are going to be the Mountain Man, which is a tri-tip with onion rings, bacon, and all the fixings. It's got barbecue sauce on it. And the other one is the Irish, corned beef, beef coleslaw on a nice marble dry with a nice Thousand Island dressing. All our sandwiches are pretty popular. And we also offer salads. Don't forget that we have outdoor seating and we also have a nice barbecue where we barbecue every day. Nice tri-tips, curd steak, chicken, and even sausages. Crown Cafe Deli and Catering is located at 3555 Suite G, Claire's Street in Capitola in the Brown Ranch Marketplace.
Our local Red Cross responds to over 2 home fires every week here in the Monterey Bay Area, and electrical problems are a leading cause of home fires. Hello, I'm Chris Jensen with JM Electric. One cause of home electrical fires is degradation, which simply means that your electrical wiring and connections have become old and worn out. Prime conditions for starting a fire in your home. JM Electric's current safe inspection can determine if there is degraded wiring inside your walls. To see if your home can benefit from a current safe inspection, call JM Electric today for a free, no-obligation assessment, 422-7819, or jamelectric.com. Now a word from our friends at your local Red Cross.
Hello, I'm Camilla Belluti, and the development manager at the Santa Cruz County chapter of the Red Cross. There were 117 home fires in the Monterey Bay area last year, which means a lot of families needed our help. You can help them by donating your time and money to your Santa Cruz and Monterey Red Cross chapters. We thank you, and your friends and neighbors thank you, too.
Hey, kids, what time is it? That's right, it's happy hour. Hi, I'm Charlie Friedman, inviting you to our afternoon get-togethers here on KSCO. Join me weekdays at 4 here on your favorite radio station for 3 hours of news, traffic, weather, news talk, and a few great 78s from my vast collection. So, listen to Happy Hour on KSCO. Learn why they call me the genial genius of Watsonville. Happy Hour, 4 to 7 weekdays on KSCO.
Okay, we're back to you, and the lines are open here at 831-479-1080. Hey, your final segment. You better load them up and tell the world your last thoughts here today. But say, I want to tell you about a great place. For more than 25 years, I've told folks all over the country about the world's greatest radio. It's called the CC Radio. It's a portable that plays in your home on a power cord with more power and performance, your biggest console radio. You can take it out as a portable on some D-cell batteries anytime. But it has the best AM reception and FM you'll ever find. And it has a speaker tuned to voices. If you love radio or talk radio, you'll love this one. It's called the CC Radio. Well, it's the CC Radio 2 now with a lot of improvements. One of them is they have built right into it a $100 twin-coil ferrite antenna that used to cost an extra $100, by the way, for great AM reception. If you're in a weak area, you'll love this one. This radio has just about everything you can dream of. Accessible memory presets. As I said, great audio for the human voice. It also picks up the 2-meter ham band, so if you're ever in a local disaster and everything else goes down, they're the ones that coordinate things. And it has the weather band and the weather alert group in it, or channels, I should say, to keep you updated on local weather and emergencies as well. It's the CC Radio 2, and you can order it for only $159.95, and I'll tell you, you cannot buy a better radio for this money. Give the Sea Crane Company a call, 800-522-8863, if you want to order it. And by the way, tens of thousands have raved about this radio up and down this West Coast at least. You'll hear them. You'll be one of them when you buy it. 800-522-8863. And as always, if you want to see their hundreds of amazing products, if you're looking for something special for that special person, I'll tell you where to start. Go to their webpage. Click on ccradio.com, ccradio.com. And you'll be amazed. C. Crane is the world's greatest radio and light company. Okay, back to you. I'm going to leave you with one final message now, a little bit of gloating. I've told you many, many times that on my webpage, drbill.us, drbill.us, is a letter to the president. It's been there for 3 years, telling him how we could use our vast natural gas resources to knock the price of gasoline down to $2 real quick-like. And it's happening. They've seen it. Over 370,000 now have clicked on that page and read that or swiped it and sent it on elsewhere. And everyone in Congress and the White House knows it, but the Secretary of Energy and the President's advisors hate the idea because they hate gasoline and diesel and fossil fuel, and they hate you, by the way, for using it, and they punished the hell out of you for 3 years. And they have the President standing up saying the dumbest things in the world, and he's a bright guy, and I've praised him in the past. But they're making a first-class sucker out of him now. They're having him stand up, and the latest is, oh, there's no way we could ever reduce the price of gas. There is no silver bullet. Well, you know what? The general public's not stupid. They're outdoing what that letter says on my webpage. It says all he has to do is tell federal vehicles to start using the compressed natural gas that's available everywhere. We have a 100-year supply of it. There's no tax problem. They're not taxed anyway. But the threat to OPEC and the foreign oil suppliers will scare the snot out of them. They know how much natural gas we have. And the auto companies in this country will suddenly have a big market, and they'll make these cars for everyone. They're called bi-fuel cars. You can fill them with compressed natural gas at home in your garage if you want, but then there's a switch and you go back to gasoline if you ever can't find the natural gas, which, by the way, is becoming so common there's no problem. You've heard reports on this show and others. People can buy Hondas now. They're running all up and down the West Coast, less than $2 a gallon. Same mileage, better performance, cleaner engines, and easier to refuel. Well, guess what? Last week, because the White House and your government is doing nothing, two car companies, General Motors and Chrysler, announced they are going to start making and manufacturing the bi-fuel cars that run on compressed natural gas as well as gasoline or ethanol or whatever you want. They're going to start making them, and the price is going to come down. You'll be able to buy one. But when I proposed the President, you didn't have to change anything. All he has to do is make the new federal cars that they buy run on compressed natural gas as well as what they're doing now. No problem, no risk. Just save $20, $30 million in fuel alone right there. And as I said, bring the price of gas down. His advisors will not allow that. They are lying to you, in my opinion. They're bright scientists. I believe it's vulgar. I believe it's criminal. And it's crushing 60 million mid- to lower-level families who cannot afford this extra $2,000 for the last 3 years. Nothing left for their children. And yet these elitist officials who are advising the President, traveling in their limousines and flying in jet airplanes, do not give a damn about you, and it's provable, and it's happening. But right now, American industry is proving what they should have done, and it's proving they're making a sucker out of the President of the United States. Another 6-8 months of $4 and $5 gasoline, and I'll bet you he'll be 4 years and out. And it's a shame. He's smarter than that if he'd start thinking a little bit. Rich in Soquel, you're on KSCO Santa Cruz. Oh, Rich, my fault here. I have to get ready to punch up your line. Okay, you should be
here
on
I
the
am.
Air now. You're on the air. Sorry.
Hi. The other day you mentioned that the main advantage of hybrid cars comes from recapturing the energy as you slow down.
Yes.
And I was wondering if anybody's looked at using a flywheel or a system of flywheels to do that instead of the complicated and, you know, polluting.
Yeah, yeah. I know a fair amount about that. One of my best scientist friends, the Lawrence Livermore National Laboratory, for many years, Dick Post is his name. You can look him up. Look up Dr. Richard or Dick Post, P-O-S-T, Google it, and flywheels. And he's pioneered the development of hypervelocity flywheels to store energy. But there's some real problems in the engineering of trying to plant one in a car. Of spinning it up and of taking the energy back out, it's not as easy as the scheme that is used. And it's just that simple. The engineering and hardware is a lot simpler to do the present hybrid scheme.
I see. I was kind of worried about things like, I know the angular momentum with, if you tried to turn right, does it want to tip the car over if you just have one flywheel?
Yeah. Well, yeah. There are ways you could get around that. I'll give you a cute scheme. If you could manage to decouple the flywheel from the spin-up mechanisms that make it go, then you could mount the flywheel and its generator on a gimbal, couldn't you? So it could stay pointing the same direction when you go around the turn, and yet all you'd have to do is send electricity with the wires out to your motor, see? But it turns out, unfortunately, and I've been through all this, and I know tremendous efforts have been done at the Livermore Lab and Dick Post, many others, to overcome these engineering problems. But the fact that it's not here is tells you the difficulty, you see.
Yeah.
But But just keep in mind, flywheel energy storage with the new composite materials we have that have the strength to stay together. You know, you get a flywheel going too fast and it wants to fly apart. See?
Mm-hmm.
But there are strength of materials now. Things like nanofilaments coming that could render it more practical. It gets more and more practical the bigger you get, all right?
For instance, I thought I'd heard of flywheel buses in Switzerland or something.
Yes, they were prototyped. Buses didn't want to turn a corner, but that's all right. You see the poor driver struggling. He got his feet up on the wall trying to get the bus to turn because the flywheel says, no, I don't want to do that. See? Oh, there were a lot of funny scenes. We used to joke about that at Livermore, but Dick Post, a very bright guy, and they did some great engineering. I think it's still going. I know there was some commercial interests involved in it. But if you're interested in things like this, I'll tell you something else people don't think about. It's already, and it's on its way. You've heard many talk about, compressed air to drive your cars. Well, it doesn't make much sense to drive your little car in terms of saving any fuel the time you compress the air and put it in the car. But it does make sense if you want to use compressed air to store big amounts of energy. In other words, called utility-grade storage. For instance, store as much energy as all the wind farms could produce on an afternoon when you don't need the electricity and then use it later, see?
Oh, yeah.
Well, there are pilot projects underway now in Europe and here in this country to use big caverns, underground caverns, to store compressed air.
Huh.
And when you look at the dynamics of what's called isothermal compression of air, it's pretty neat. Very high efficiencies, by the way. Tell you what, go Google it. Just Google the subject. You'll get the really interesting history and calculations. But most people don't realize that when you compress air or a gas, isothermal compression means it ends up at the same temperature that you started out at, okay?
Ah. Okay.
What you've done is you've put a lot of heat energy into the environment around you. You have to cool these compressors. And when you want to take the air out and let it expand, it demands that it gets the heat back from the environment again. See?
Oh, uh-huh.
Otherwise, it can't. Otherwise, it'll make your motor so cold it'll break up in little pieces. See?
Uh-huh.
So what it turns out is that the compressed air is not itself storing the energy. It's only a vehicle for first putting the energy out in the environment as the form of heat, and then when you need it, taking it back, see?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And when you look at the dynamics, it can be made quite efficient, much more efficient than other schemes, and you're going to see big compressed air energy storage farms, just as they had the hope for flywheels. So there are a lot of things coming down the line, but you have to understand the physics and the thermodynamics and the simple arithmetic in many cases that that confuse people. But if you like this, and I'm just stretching you out here a little bit so I can fill some airtime, huh?
Well, I have another question for that's related to that.
Okay, if you can do it in 30 seconds, what is it?
My neighbor has solar panels. He doesn't get any power, obviously, at night. I have an 80-foot drop down to the creek. I was thinking, could I take power from his solar panels, pump water up in a tank?
Yes, without any question, but do the arithmetic. I have one of those up in the mountains. I have a hydro system, 200 kilowatts.
Oh, you do?
Kilowatts, I can tell you about. But if it's reasonable, you can pump water back up to a tank and then use it with a little hydro the next day. And, hey, good idea. Stay with it. Call me the next time. We'll talk about it, all right?
Okay, great. Thanks.
Hey, thank you for calling, or thank you for listening to KSCO. And I'll be back next Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. This is KSCO Santa Cruz at 1080 on the AM dial.
CNN Radio, I'm Shelby Lynn. A scary afternoon in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Three people, including a deputy, were injured when a suspect exchanged gunfire with officers outside the city's courthouse. Sergeant Shannon Clark says they're still trying to figure out what happened.
We're taking information. We're getting witness statements. We're doing everything we can to try to determine who this individual was, what the motive was, try to identify this person.
A vigil overnight in Jacksonville, Florida for the headmistress of Episcopal High School. A teacher shot and killed her yesterday after he was fired. Catherine Kilpatrick is a parent of a student at the school and says it's an incredible tragedy.
Dale Reagan was a joy to listen to. When you heard her speak at the school, you could tell that she loved the school, that her whole being was about the students.
Reagan had worked at the school for 34 years. President Obama took to the road today to talk about his energy policy in a key election state come November, North Carolina. The president says innovation is a key to making the U.S. more energy independent.
We can't just keep on relying on the old ways of doing business. We can't just rely on fossil fuels from the last century. We've got to continually develop new sources of energy.
That's part of what Mr. Obama said in remarks at a Daimler truck factory in Mount Holly. The U.S. Surgeon General is getting ready to release a new report that finds tobacco companies are skirting laws to still market to kids.
You're not supposed to market tobacco to kids. You're not supposed to have Joe Camel. But that there are other ways that the tobacco industry is getting to kids. And they say the tobacco industry is spending $10 billion a year marketing to young people. That's $29 million a day.
CNN's Elizabeth Cohen reporting. For news anytime, go to CNN.com. This is CNN Radio.
At Quicken Loans, we provide you with state-of-the-art online tools, like our app for your smartphone, MyQL Mobile. This means that if you work with a mortgage lender other than Quicken Loans, you might be dealing with someone who doesn't use state-of-the-art online tools. Let me demonstrate. Can I upload my mortgage documents with your mobile app?
No, sorry. We don't offer mobile apps. I didn't realize appetizers were mobile.
Are you using a typewriter?
Why, yes, I am. We just upgraded from Carrier Pigeon.
So I take it you don't offer your clients the latest and greatest technology.
Who do you think I am? Quicken Loans?
Industry-leading tools like MyQL Mobile to get you through your loan process with speed and ease. One more way Quicken Loans is engineered to amaze. The rate today on a 30-year fixed mortgage is an incredible 3.875%. APR, 4.17%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or go to quickenloans.com.
Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. Nationwide licensing number 3030.
We've all heard the term baby boomer referring to those born from 1946 to 1964. There are an estimated 80 million baby boomers, with the first wave hitting the Social Security and Medicare systems in recent years, with more to follow. Many healthcare experts are predicting epidemics of Alzheimer's, type 2 diabetes, heart disease, and cancer among this group. However, these impending epidemics can be averted, as there is a new group emerging. This group we call the baby bloomers, because despite their chronological age, they are still physically fit, active, working, and playing. They've heard Dr. Wallach's message regarding diet, lifestyle, and nutritional supplementation. So while many around them diminish in health and vitality, they are blossoming and blooming into vibrant, healthy, on-the-go people. Wouldn't you rather be a longevity baby bloomer? For more information or to order, call Andy or Phyllis Anderson at 888-245-0300. That's 888-245-0300.
Do you know the fastest way to lift your spirits? Light a candle, add a little warmth and beauty to your home or office. A candle is a candle is a candle, right? Nope. There's paraffin, there's soy, and now something new. Gourmet candles made by longevity's new partner, Isola Luce, with 100% pure palm oil. Palm wax is denser than soy, so it burns longer. Isola Luce candles do not use dyes or wicks with lead. They're made with cotton wicks and natural oils, so they burn cleaner. These candles are so fragrant, you don't even have to light them. I like exotic flower scents like Maui plumeria and freesia with tuberose. You might prefer ocean breeze, pineapple and vanilla sugar, or one of many other choices. These are classy candles you'll be proud to show off or give as gifts. Each candle comes nestled in a satiny box. Call us now, toll-free, 888-245-0300. That's 888-245-0300.
Good afternoon, everyone. You've got it tuned in to AM 1080 KSCO Santa Cruz. It's Wednesday, March 7th, 2012. I'm Dave Michaels with traffic and weather for you. We'll start off with traffic at the Fishhook. Traffic there for right now moving at the limit both northbound and southbound. Traffic looking very light, as a matter of fact, in both directions there. In Santa Cruz County, Covered Bridge Road at Graham Hill Road, a traffic hazard reported at 152. Looks like we have a vehicle that rolled onto the street. Tow truck is now on scene to remove that vehicle. Northbound 101 near Cole Road, a traffic collision reported at 138. No injuries there. That's out near the Aromas area. Porter Street at northbound Highway 1, a traffic collision reported at 120. This is in Santa Cruz County. No injuries involved in that incident. On the far side of the hill, things looking good right now. CHP reporting no major incidents on that side of 17, 101, 280. Or 880. Your KSCO weather forecast.